Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures returned to the negative side today, led lower by the wheat futures, 15 to 16 lower in Kansas City wheat, 17 to 18 lower in Chicago wheat. Corn and beans also followed, corn down 8 to 9 cents. Soybeans down 6 to 8 cents. Now, the market shrugged off yesterday's news that drove prices higher. The Ukrainian crisis, according to the wheat market, doesn't appear that there's going to be any Black Sea region issues in terms of wheat exports or wheat production, and that's why we're back lower today. Of course, the perfect weather we've been having across the United States here the last week or so, and even longer than that for the Midwest, it looks like it's going to continue for the near term. As we get into the main growing season, or the hottest part of the year for corn and soybeans, it looks like things are going to be cool to normal at this point. There is some talk of even higher bushel yields for soybeans. Some people will say, 46, 47 bushels per acre. If that happens, you're up at ending stocks of over 500 million bushels. So considering where we were this last year at just over 100, if we got 500, that would just be huge. And that would mean, in the end, it would mean lower prices in terms of soybeans. And the same could be said for corn.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
There were a couple of big announcements of sales in addition to what we saw yesterday. We had 464,000 metric tons of beans sold to China for next year's crop. And then there were 116,000 option origin beans sold to China as well for 14-15 delivery. So the last couple days have been big buy days from China in terms of soybeans. Monday's crop rating, still expecting really good numbers. Last week we were 76%. We're expecting that or better on Monday, and beans were at 72%. Kind of the same thing, expecting that or better. And then with wheat futures, with the Oklahoma wheat crop being 51 million bushels, that's the lowest crop in over 50 years. The last crop that small was 43 million bushels, which happened in 1957. Of course, now we have the additional genetics and better yielding crops to deal with drought. But the last few years have been really hard on the Oklahoma wheat farmer. And of course, this last year was no exception. But weather maps for the next 2 weeks in the Midwest are a little bit hotter and a little bit drier than they were yesterday at this time. But the longer forecast is still a little wetter and doesn't seem like there's going to be any problem with heat over the next month or so, which makes you think that we'll have huge yields on both corn and beans.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers, August live cattle were up 97 at 151.62, August feeders were up a nickel at 211.65, and August lean hogs were down $1.77 at 127.07. In the grain markets, Kansas City September wheat was down 15 and a quarter cents at 633 and three quarters. Chicago September wheat was off 18 and a half cents on Friday at 532 and a quarter. Chicago September corn down 8 and a quarter at 371 and a quarter. And August soybeans were up 2 cents on the day at 1176 and three quarters. October cotton finished up 18 points at 68.63 cents per pound. And that's a look at your afternoon futures markets. I'm Jim Apel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.